your portfolio while helping the world, that just makes a whole lot more sense.
The controversial official song of Expo 67, the biggest and best World's Fair in history, and it'll be held right here in Canada. In Montreal, Alec Bellini talked with the song's composer, Stefan Dev.
Do you feel that the criticism that's been heard is justified that in your song there's no mention of Montreal or Expo?
That's one point of view. I don't think it's the only one. If you remember the national anthem of France, La Marseillaise, there's no mention of France. In all the national anthems in the world, there's only two who mention the name of the country. It's the O Canada, which we had much trouble to push in Parliament, and Germany. If it had been so necessary to put, let's say, a hard sell,
Yeah,
I believe Expo would have had chosen a song that would have that type of advertising. But I had a hint, and that hint was confirmed by American publishers. They told the Canadian publisher that if the song would have mentioned Montreal or Expo, or come to Expo, it would have been just like drink Coca-Cola or use Westinghouse. And the song would not have been used on a radio as a regular song. It would have been used as a commercial jingle, and then Expo would have been forced to pay for every airplay.
We got him, though.